Welcome back to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Good information from Brian there on the mini blinds and stuff and plantation shutters and just good information in general. Folks, we got some good open houses today. 6010 Warwick. It's lower down. It's priced at $284,900. It's probably one of the best buys in San Angelo for this area, I'm going to tell you right now. It's a four-bedroom, very popular, three-and-a-half bath, two dining areas, two-car garage, and beautifully landscaped. Folks, I just did some landscaping. When I say landscaping, if people don't think that's important, wait till you pay for it. It's very, very expensive. So if it's already there, that's wonderful. Built-in china cabinets, solid surface countertops, breakfast bar, tile, fireplace you got the fireplace. It's in the bathroom and in the other room, so it's kind of a double-sided, which is way cool looking. Brad Hogue, he's doing an awesome job. He's going to make it our rookie of the year this year. Doing a really good job. He'll be there. Go by and see him. Sabrina's going to be at 2608 Hemlock. Folks, Hemlock is between Vista Del Arroyo and Sol Ross. It's in one of the nicer neighborhoods in San Angelo. I just think it's a neat, older neighborhood. Big trees, nice stuff. College Hills. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath, three living areas. So this is a good family home. Screen and sun porch, fresh interior paint, new double oven, plantation shutters, folks, already in there. Brian, you don't get to sell them on this one because they're already in there. Updated sprinkler system, important. We're still on a lot of new constructions, but folks, we'll keep this in mind. When you have your sprinkler system already in, your landscaping already in, and your shutters already in, you're talking $15,000-$20,000 in value right there. So that's important. 1212 Paseta Vaca. The heart of Santa Rita. Overlooking Soffel Draw. Neat house. Been remodeled. It's got a lot of amenities, but still the old charm. Three bedrooms, two baths. Kitchen has the granite countertops, newer cabinetry, stainless steel appliances. It's a great location. And this is one you can still do some stuff. I guarantee you some of those ladies out there that are such good decorators, they could take this house and make a show palace out of it. Location, location, location. You've got the location right here. 3258 Walnut Hill. Sandra Mears is going to be there, and this is a three-bedroom. We just listed this one, just new to the market. Three-bedroom, two-bath, with a little office in the front, which I would love to have had, by the way. We have your own little, so shut the doors, take some of her stuff at home. Lamar Elementary, a split-bedroom arrangement. I think that's probably the most popular, and I guarantee your kids, mom and dad are both going to love this. Mom and dad are on one side of the house, kids are on the other side of the house. Everybody loves that arrangement. Stop by and see Sandra there, and she'll be right there for you. So some good open houses. And Todd Cawthorn, I call him the gentle giant, big guy, nicest guy you ever meet in the whole world. He's going to be there from 2 to 4 at the office. So if you have any questions, and I can tell you that guy is for his commercial real estate, farm and land. I don't know anybody better. He's on top of it. Moving on a little bit to our rentals. We only have one. And okay, he just lowered it on this one. I have no idea why it's still for rent. People must be slowing down right before the holidays moving here, because that's the only reason I can think of. This is 2756 Harvard. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath. It's $1,250 a month. And very, very, pets are allowed. You know, I'm a dog lover. I think a lot of us are. We want to keep our pets. Well, a lot of people will not let you have pets. You can have your pet here. So there's an application fee. You can call the office. You can call 949-5575. They'll help you. They'll get you in. Charlie Cody will be happy to meet you over there, show you the property. It's vacant, so you can look at it. Get in there before the Thanksgiving feast. Sure, get in there before Christmas where you can get your tree up. But there's your one. We just looked just this past Tuesday at some really, really nice houses. We went through six or seven of them, but this one, 601 North Mississippi Street. Do you know where North Mississippi Street is?
Never heard of it.
It's in Big Lake, Texas. And if y'all have heard anything about the oil boom and everything that's going on, Big Lake is booming. Even for an investment, this is something we ought to probably look. Jeremy, this may be an investment for you even. Go down there. I mean, it's that boom, boom, boom. And I still remember Mississippi. One of those, so how do you spell Mississippi? You learned that as a little kid, that M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. You know, the rhythm. Yeah, a little rhythm, yep. So but there's one there, and it's priced at $79,000. So that's pretty good right there for an investment. You want a Walnut Hill that we're going to have open. I didn't mention it's priced at $190,000. The three-bedroom over 1,800, about 1,825 square feet. So that's priced in the money. Right there, good school district, good stuff. You know, the good thing, I don't think we have a really bad school district in San Angelo, Texas. That's one thing I'm going to be proud of. I think good people, good schools. This is a neat, neat house. This is Blackwood. If y'all know where Riverwood Estates is, it's just in the Wall School District. This is like the street right before you go to the main entrance of Riverwood. So it's kind of cool. I have several good friends that live on Blackwood. Nice, nice area. It's priced at $349,000. It's got everything you can imagine, though. The nature, it's got the barns, the built-ins, two-story brick home, over 3 acres. And again, Wall School District, which is very, very popular in San Angelo, Texas. Sagebrush Creek. Let me get this right. Sagebrush Circle in San Angelo, Texas. Just a little, it's a little lot here. Let me tell you about it. Todd listed this one. This, it's for a mobile home. So if you're thinking, okay, I'm not going to be here a long time, I'm going to get me a mobile home. Or if we're going to be here forever, I'm going to get me a mobile home. Two important things. It already has a septic tank. So all you got to do is hook up to it. It's already got a water service. I think, well, what's so big about that? It's about 10 grand in value. So to get it, I'm going to say, you know, you're saying if you bought a lot for 19,000, you'd still spend the money on this one to be back at 29.9. So the value's there and it's already zoned. It's ready to go. Good things. Want to visit just a little bit about the oil field stuff, what's going on. And I'm hearing the same things y'all are hearing. Oh, it's going away. Well, then you get the deal. Halliburton's doubling in size. You know, the sky's falling. No, the sun's shining. I know this. We're still working, and we're working 7 days a week, and we're getting tons of calls. You know, K&A, which is off 2288. We put that in. The roads are not even completely all the way in. The pavement's not down yet. Those will be county roads. We started with 18 lots. 9 of those are either sold or under contract, and it's not even ready yet. So I'm going to tell you, in fact, in this last week, 4 of them went under contract to oil field-related businesses. And, you know, you're talking, by the time they get done, they're going to spend $500,000 to $1 million on stuff out there. So I'm thinking they're not going anywhere anytime, real, real soon. Debbie just sold a 40-acre tract on the Merson Highway, you know, oil field business. So everything we're seeing is kind of contradicting that. The Jensen brothers did an awesome job at Buffalo Heights. I think they're just about sold out. I think they're fixing to open up some more on the off 2288. So you're seeing a lot of stuff. If you go out Arden Road, and there's like the little man camp. I don't know if that's really the right name for it, but it's sitting out there and it's full. The hotels. I just got back from New Orleans. Jeremy, I did go see the Saints, even though they lost. We wouldn't watch them, but we at our meetings. And even in that level, people are still mentioning San Angelo, Texas, of all places, because of the hotel boom we had. You know, when you have 7, 8, 9 hotels go up at one time and you see it, you saw the new Western Wear store going in. You know, we're having more development than I've – this goes back to the 70s, you know, if you look back on history to what we're doing. And my last deal to say, I'm just going to say we're still – just came back from our meeting – they said, we don't see it booming, but we don't see it going away. We see a steady growth. And folks, I don't know how we could handle anything but steady growth with our water situation, with our infrastructure situation. Steady growth is perfect for San Angelo, Texas. If you look at the amount of houses on the market, if you look at what's sold, what's under contract, we're almost in a perfect situation for buyers and sellers. Our prices aren't too high, and of course, they're not too low. It's really literally almost a perfect situation. But if you doubt, wait till about 3 o'clock this afternoon, get in your car, or wait till a Monday or Tuesday. Get in your car and just drive around for a minute and tell me you don't feel that the growth is here. And it's not going anywhere. It hadn't gone anywhere. So anyway, that's my prediction. 25%, 25 cents in my prediction is worth about 24 cents. So, but if you look around, I can't help but believe it any other way. Folks, y'all have a wonderful, wonderful day and get ready for a happy, happy Thanksgiving.